Good evening, everyone. My name is James Thagerton. I'm the chair of the Pacifica Foundation's National Finance Committee. This is the meeting of the National Finance Committee for September 14th, 2021. And we believe we have quorum, and I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa J. Allen. Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Teresa
Chris
Allen.
Corey. Chris Corey?
Chris Corey won't be here.
Oh. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James Thagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
And let's go back. Sharon Adams. Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena. Okay. So that's eight.
Very good. Thank you all for coming. Okay. We'll now go to a reading of the agenda. And what we have on the agenda is convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call, adopt agenda. Chair's announcements, 2 minutes. Minutes approval, 3 minutes. Set next meeting date. Schedule an additional meeting, Tuesday, September 21st, with an executive session, 10 minutes. Number 7 is the ICFO report. 20 minutes, report with question and answer. Number 8 is review the July financials with Anita Sims presenting, 40 minutes. Number 9 is review the draft KPFK budget non-personnel expenses. Have that for 20 minutes, but actually that will be probably less time than that. And we have budget timelines, 10 minutes. Adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Are there any additions, changes anyone would like to make? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. And we'll go now to the chair's announcements. And I just wanted to note that at our last meeting, we passed the motion, whereas because the NFC may have proprietary and confidential matters of Pacifica business to discuss, therefore be it resolved that there will be an executive session noticed for a part of each of the next 2 scheduled meetings, the timing and necessity of said sessions to be determined by the chair as information becomes available. I want to just add that we are probably not going to do that tonight unless we feel that the need arises. We are still working on the KPFK budget, which is a draft for the current fiscal year, but we will also hopefully be using it as a template for next year, and we still are working on some issues there. And that was passed without objection, I believe, and then passed at the Pacifica National Board, another motion that we passed at our last meeting, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position, therefore be it resolved that the NFC recommends to the PMB that it direct the general managers, business managers, and directors of each budget unit to update all entries for the month and the closing and provide NETA a check register electronically of everything that was paid for the month. That was passed at the last NFC meeting. The PNB has subsequently passed that motion. And Anita, I will be asking you how that's going in your report in the questions and answers. If I don't remember to ask you, perhaps you could remind me.
Sure.
Okay. That's all we have for announcements. I will give one other announcement, and that is that the further work that we're doing on the KPFK draft budget will be circulating to the committee. I don't think you've gotten it yet. I don't see it in my email but it may come at any time, so keep your eyes open for that. Okay, now we go to minutes approval. Arpal, I understand you have minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I move to approve the minutes of the August 24th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion, any corrections or changes? Hearing none, with the proviso that changes can be made at any time in the future, we'll consider that adopted if there's no objection. Hearing none, that's approved. Now we go to number six. Expect to have a little discussion about this. Set next meeting date. Schedule an additional meeting Tuesday, September 21st, with an executive session. 10 minutes for this discussion. And I guess I'm going to move that we do that. And by way of motivation, I just want to say that we are working on everybody, as was noted in some chat prior to the meeting, is working feverishly, where there's meetings being held all over the place to deal with KPFK's financial situation. And that all plays into creating their budget. And we do have some additions to the draft budget that was originally presented by Anita from NETA. She has not had a chance to review that yet. None of us have had a chance to review it. So it will be distributed and we can review that. And that's why that's one reason we're going to need an extra meeting. The other reason is that, this meeting is the 14th. Our next scheduled meeting is the 28th, which would be the last meeting that we would be able to have prior to the close of the fiscal year. And our authority as a committee to create a KPFK budget runs out at the end of the year. So we only have one more meeting to try and hammer out and approve a KPFK budget. And again, the hope and plan is to provide that budget, of course, to the new incoming general manager. We think he will consider it a blessing to have such a document, because he will soon have to be turning around and offering a new budget to the KPFK Finance Committee. So we want to have enough time to address that. So there's the motivation.
Arpal for stack.
Okay, I expected that. Arpal and Teresa. Go ahead, Teresa.
So you're saying that we're going to create the budget for KPFK. Mo, I guess, is the interim general manager. Is that correct?
Well, he will be until tomorrow, yes.
Okay. How much input has he put into the budget?
I am not aware that he has put input into the budget. I believe he did have a couple of meetings with their LSB or their finance committee. There was at least one meeting, I think two, of interested parties at KPFK that Mo attended. I would go to the KPFK directors for clarification on that. But, you know, Mo was an interim GM there, and I don't know to the extent that he got involved in the budgeting process.
Well, I guess I could ask Fred Blair whether he's happy with the budget that's been submitted.
Teresa?
I guess, yes.
Could I have the floor?
Yes.
Fred?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Fred.
As far as Mo's input to the budget, he never interacted with us enough on that. And as far as the budget that NETA has come up with and is being modified and adjusted, I think it will be a fairly good budget.
It just seemed to me that when we met with the business manager that, I mean, he said, I have nothing to do with raising money, and he did not seem very much on top of reducing expenses either.
Teresa?
Yeah.
Teresa, I'm going to ask you if you could hold some of these questions until we get to a further point down in the agenda. Right now we're talking about the reason for or whether or not to schedule an additional meeting for next Tuesday. So let's keep it narrow to that point, but go ahead if you have anything further.
But I guess my question is, the point of the meeting next Tuesday is to meet with whom about the budget? I mean, who's the point? Is Anita the point? Who's the decision maker?
Well, just as background, I'll say that the initial budget that we made for KPFK that has been being worked on was prior to certain events, mostly being a decline in their fundraising. So we found that the original budget that we made that anticipated 30% cuts in KPFK expenses may not be enough. So we're trying to make adjustments based on the reality that we're in, where we have actual numbers. So we want to try and adjust it to be realistic.
I just have one other question. So I asked, who is the decision maker here? It seems like our interim executive director is making some decisions or is guiding certain things to happen. But are we agreed that it's not necessarily important to have her on the call?
Well, as you know, she's invited to all of our meetings. I've had no discussions with her about the KPFK budget or situation other than have been held on the PMB, which are either in public session, in which case everybody has that available to them, or in closed session, in which case I can't comment on it anyway. So, no, it's not. It's the interim executive director is not driving this timing. It's the finance committee. It's NETA and our interactions in trying to come up with, as I said, a realistic assessment of the situation at KPFK.
I'll just come back later then. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Go ahead, Beth. How are we doing on time, by the way?
Is our poll not on the stack?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot our poll. You are on the stack. Are you watching the time at all, our poll?
Well, let's look at it.
This was supposed to be 10
41,
minutes.
41, yeah. We're 7 minutes into your 6 minutes, into your 10 minutes.
Okay, go ahead, our poll. See if we can get it done.
All right. First of all, good chance I'm not going to be here on September 21st. There's a WBAI staff meeting I have to attend on the 21st. The other thing is, why do you say that we can't go past the end of September, the end of the fiscal year, to keep doing this with KPFK's FY21 budget? I mean, yeah, it seems like, if you want to get very prissy about it, that we're going past the end of things, but the fact that we went into FY21 before we got any budgets done would seem to be the same thing. So I don't know. Why do you say that we have to get this thing done definitely by the end of FY21?
Well, that's a good question, and as our sort of pseudo resident parliamentarian, I appreciate your input on this. I was assuming that since we had a mandate from the KPFK LSB and the KPFK Finance Committee, which was approved by the PNB, to come up with a budget for fiscal year 21 for KPFK, that once the budget year ended, that mandate would evaporate. But you seem to be indicating that that is not necessarily the case.
I don't see it. First of all, the mandate was for any, as I recall, without looking at it in front of me, the motion on this was that any station that hadn't gotten in by a certain time, the NFC would do its budget. And it turns out KPFK is the only one in that category. So this was something we passed, and it has no deadline on it. And I don't know that this rush to get it done right away at the end is a good idea, because that's how you make mistakes, because you're in a hurry, because you're working against a deadline. And I don't know that there's a real deadline there. I mean, in some places in the real world, there would be. But, you know, we've already let it go. It's a year already that the FY21's been here. So, I don't know. Does it really matter if we go into FY22 to get that budget done? Just a question.
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay, I want to answer the question first, and then I'll recognize you, Lyndon. First, Beth, then Lyndon. We may need to extend. I first want to just correct the notion that it was just KPFK that was in that special category of needing to submit a budget within, I think it was 2 weeks at that time. There were other stations that were in that situation. They since rectified it. So KPFK is the only one remaining in that situation. I agree with that. And the other thing was, the hope, as I said, is that the incoming general manager for KPFK will be able to use this budget as his template to get it to their finance committee quickly and then begin to process it. And in addition, you know, fiscal year 21 is going to be over on September 30th. And so they'll start that process all over again on the fiscal 22 budget. And, you know, if we need to intervene again, or if they ask us, which they did, they asked us to do this when they couldn't come up with something, you know, we'll come to that down the road. So the object is, there's two objects to this. One is to get it done for fiscal year 21, which, you know, we were supposed to do a long time ago. And it's not, when I say we, it's the LSB Finance Committee and the KPFK LSB. You know, there was an inability to get this budget addressed all the way through. But again, then there would be this opportunity to have this in the hands of the general manager as he arrives. He's arriving tomorrow, and he would be able to start that process for the next fiscal year. Was that sufficient, Art Paul?
I'm still not going to be here.
Okay, no, I appreciate that, and I apologize.
I
think we need a motion to extend.
I'm moving. Was that Lyndon? For 5 minutes. Yes.
Thank you, Lyndon. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll go for another five. And I think Jeff was next.
To the stack.
Tim, Beth.
Hello.
Lyndon and Teresa. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to thank the National Finance Committee and Jim and Anita and everyone who's been working with us to try to come to grips with this, the financial situation at KPFK, and starting with this budget. I understand that this is late in the year. I see it as a stepping stone to the next budget. It helps us, gives us a starting place to work toward the next budget. I think that whatever motion was referred to from this committee or the PND that applied to other budgets must have happened before my time, because I have been unaware of it. I've been working on the premise that our mandate comes from the local KPFK Finance Committee and PND, who indicated after seven tries and seven failures that they were unable to, they had reached an impasse and were unable to produce a budget, and therefore it had been given to us. And so I understand why we were last in line. I understand that there were many things that had to come before us, the pressing matters. I'm really, really pleased we got the audits done, and this is just the soonest we've been able to get to it. But it's that working on this has been bringing to light a lot of the more obscure details of just how problematic our budget, you know, sort of default budget has been. And it's giving us a chance to sort of unravel some of the snarled, like what has been called telephone, we find is more like telecom, and there's a lot to it, and layers of redundancy, and probably not all necessary, and there's legacy stuff in there, but that it takes time to work through those details. This has been our chance to do it, and I'm really looking forward to the product that comes out of this effort. I'm happy to take whatever time it needs. I've put in a lot of extra work meetings over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I am speaking in favor of this extra meeting because I think we need it. This has been a year of catch up for Pacifica as a whole financially, and we've made laudable progress. I will consider this yet another step in that progress. And so it has my full support, and the committee and NEDA have my gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Let's go to Lyndon.
Yes, you and Beth have pretty much covered what I was going to say. I think the necessity of this, why we want to have another meeting next week, and it's too bad that you're not going to be there, our Paul, but the reason for this is the hemorrhaging of money at KPFK. That's all I wanted to say. I think Julie was after me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julie. I thought that was Teresa. Teresa, did you ask for the stack? I don't think so, then.
No.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to point out was that once the fiscal year ends, there's not really that much point in doing work on a budget. We might as well at that point kind of shift to, oh, what were the actuals for 2020, fiscal year 21? And so I guess I was going to suggest maybe asking Anita how soon that would happen, that we would know what the actuals were. I mean, I agree with what Beth said that, you know, the financial situation at KPFK is pretty dire, and, you know, the sooner we get work done on this, the better. But I wondered if Anita could shed light on, you know, at what point into October, you know, is it really pointless to even be working on a budget because we'll know everything there is to know about FY21 spending at KPFK.
Right. I'm going to ask Anita to answer that in a moment, but I get that point, and then we've been talking about that actually for a few weeks now. What's the point? Because fiscal 21 is almost over. But again, it's the idea of using it as a template, and it's our last, you know, in my interpretation of the situation is it would be our last opportunity to do this because, as is pointed out, if the fiscal year is over, why would the National Finance Committee be working on that? Now, our poll suggests that, you know, perhaps we could work on it anyway, I guess I see the dilemma. And I also wanted to say that, you know, tonight is September 14th, and we're going to review the July financials. There's a lot of reasons for that. And one is that NETA doesn't get the information they need to create the financials in time to do it any sooner. So that may give you an idea of the time lag between when we would get the actuals. But go ahead, Anita.
Thank you. Well, first let me address the timing of it, if you will. The July financials were just finished, I want to say yesterday, because we did have one station did not have the revenue in at all. So we can't run them without all the information. And frankly, I've not gotten to the bottom of why it takes so long. So for the fiscal year end, and that is really where we're going to true up everything, so we really wait for several weeks to make sure we have all the vendor invoices, all the expenses that need to get in through Great Plains. So I would say we're looking at hopefully before the Thanksgiving holidays, if you will, that we would know or have a very good idea of how the year ended. Does that answer your question?
Teresa, for the stack.
It does, and I think what that suggests to me is then if we're going to have an extra meeting next week, then the reason really is kind of tipped more towards because the situation at KPFK is dire, and the sooner we, you know, get to the bottom of some of these issues, the better off KPFK and therefore Pacifica will be.
Yeah, I think I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. If I may comment one more thing.
Of course.
NETA or the Business Center has really been involved in providing a lot of analysis. So what that has done is really pointed us to some expenses that are alarming, that certainly someone can look at them easier and maybe detect, you know, where things are being overspent and maybe an area to cut. So that is why I would be here on a call next Tuesday for the same reason. And obviously a lot of time into that, which I view is valuable time, but a necessity right now. And hopefully we'll look at it more as cuts of expenses and not personnel.
Teresa, for the stack.
We are out of time, Teresa. So would you like to move to extend again?
We're just talking about whether we're going to have a meeting next week.
That's all we're doing right now.
Okay, I'll bring my item up later.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. So let me make a formal motion that Arpal can write down. I move that the NFC schedule a meeting for Tuesday, September 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time with provision for an executive session as needed.
I have a question.
Let me see if our Paul gets that down first.
All right. So what I have is that the NFC schedule a meeting for September 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern for an executive session as needed.
No, let's call it a regular meeting with a provision for an executive session, let's just say, if needed.
With a provision for?
Yes. In other words, that we're noticing it, and I know, Arpal, this means you'll have to run after this meeting to put that up if this passes. And
all right, so
that
the NFC schedule a regular meeting for September 21st at 8:30 with a provision for an executive session as needed. Why would we be calling an executive session? Because I have to fill a form out that says why.
We might have to talk about personnel matters.
To discuss confidential personnel matters.
Correct.
Hold on.
We're trying to cut non-personnel items, but we need to discuss the realities of personnel and non-personnel matters in terms of trying to reach a budget where revenue matches expenses.
All righty. What I have is that the NFC schedule a regular meeting for September 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern with a provision for an executive session as needed to discuss confidential personnel matters.
Correct.
And this is Teresa, and I have a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So we're going to start out using the code that ends in 3-2 and then maybe come back in using the code that ends in 9. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think what we would do is do everything we can do in public. And then if there are remaining items that we need to discuss in executive session, we'll go to executive session and use the access codes for that.
Because tonight I came in using the code that I thought was for executive session because the other one didn't seem to work. In executive session right now.
James, point of information.
Go ahead, Fred.
We don't need to use a separate code. We just turn off the stream and then we're in private executive session.
Understood.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure. Are we not in executive session now, or are we?
No.
We're not.
The provision was to move to executive session if we needed to.
Call the question.
Okay. Question has been called. We are out of time.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Just
for future, so we don't do this again, you cannot call a question in the committee.
Ah, okay.
My bad.
Time's up,
yeah,
that's it. But we can't call a question.
Thank you all.
My bad.
We're trying to get it right. Okay, so we are out of time, though, so let's go to a vote. Arpal, would you take the roll, please? Take the vote, rather.
Okay.
Do you want to see if there are objections first?
Oh, well, I think, yeah, all right, let's try that. Thank you for that. Are there any objections?
Well, I won't object because I think everybody else wants it, but, yeah.
What is,
I appreciate
what are,
it, Arpal.
James, what are, exactly are we voting on?
We're voting on the motion to have a meeting on Tuesday, September 21st.
Thank you.
With a provision for an executive session if needed. Okay, so I think Arpal graciously said he would not object, so we don't need to call the roll unless there was any other objection. Hearing none, let's consider that done.
All right, so I'm gonna need to get this up there right now, right?
Well, you have a few hours, but I guess.
Yeah, well, that's some people's
better.
Interpretation. Okay, I'll do it after the meeting then, if everybody agrees that's what to do.
Well, do you have advice for us otherwise?
I disagree with the amazing PNB idea that a week consists of less than 168 hours. But, you know, if you're all going to say do it that way, I'll do it that way. Otherwise, I got to do it right now, and I might miss a little bit of what's coming up next.
Well, which do you prefer? I mean, that's the way the PNB has been doing it. There hasn't been.
Yeah, so if it's a big mistake, keep making the same mistake. One more won't hurt.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
that's the stack about this process.
Go ahead, Beth.
If you try to post even a minute later than what would be that allowable one full week, the system Otis has it set up so it won't let you. You would then have to post it as an emergency meeting, which you could probably, I mean, that's what other people do and they seem to get away with it. But in order to assure that we can post it as a regular meeting without the stress of being locked out of that option, I would encourage posting it as soon as possible. Ask me how I know.
Yeah. So are you saying that right now we're already 38 minutes past the deadline to post this meeting?
No, it would be midnight. Midnight's the deadline. Midnight,
okay.
Eastern time, I think. Well,
I think our Paul is saying you have to count from the time that this. If we want it to be at 8:30 a week from now, we have to do it now. Is that your point, Arpal?
Actually, my point is we had to do it before 8:30 tonight.
38 minutes
ago,
right?
You know, I can do it now.
All right.
My understanding is that the system allows a grace period up to midnight of the last day.
All right. Well, let's let Arpal try and do it now. And when he comes back, if he reports to us that it didn't work, we can decide then if we want to have an emergency meeting. Okay, so our Paul was going to take the roll, but I guess he's gone to check that. So
no, the vote passed without objection.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we did it without objection. Thank you for that reminder, Lyndon. Well, why don't we go ahead now and deal with the ICFO report and when our Paul comes back, if we need to do anything else, he'll let us know.
Is that an objection? May I? This is Teresa.
No,
may I ask one question?
Making provision in here. Let's see.
You don't like that word? Okay.
It likes no. It has a thing for entire meeting and executive session. I suppose I can just write in info that, you know, we may go to an executive session. I'll do that. We'll hope it works.
Okay. Or just schedule it. Just schedule it.
James, this is Sharon. I just wanted to let you know I'm on the call.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Just in case Arpal did not hear that, you might want to remind him when he comes back.
Okay. Okay, he heard.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead with Anita's ICFO report. And again, if Arpal comes back, we'll take a moment to deal with any other things we have to do with regard to that. Are you ready, Anita?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much.
And my report is short as far as this one, the July financials. I'm sure will take much longer. Just wanted to report I did provide the National Office of Accounts Payable, what is outstanding for all of you to see. And I don't believe we have really paid anything off that list from the last time that we reported. Primarily, most of our time has gone in meeting the deadline for the AG's report that is due. And I don't have it in front of me, Sharon, but you might know that date off the top of your head. I think it's later on in October, like October 18th, six on my mind, but I can find it while I'm here. We are going into the office for the purpose of finding the other documents that are probably in boxes that are at NETA. So that is missing from that very, very long report that we had to submit. So again, we will meet the deadline, and that is one of the things that we're doing tomorrow. We, as I mentioned, as we prepare for year end, we'll wait to schedule the audit and all of that, but, you know, I would not be surprised if it's in the November-December time frame, so keep that in mind. But other than that, I think we're fairly current with every other reports that we've had, and I will speak to the check register with the business managers. We will implement that the 1st of October. So hopefully that will allow them plenty of time to get current. In other words, to add in everything needs to go into Great Plains and for those two stations that we work with for us to get that information into MAS 500 and then to do a consolidated report. So I have no concerns with that, and hopefully once I get the check registers, I'll be able to, quite frankly, review and be able to report any concerns or share the report, obviously, also, and be able to answer questions with any expenditures that we are not here with. But that is my report. Be happy to answer any questions.
I have two questions, Teresa.
R. Paul for start.
Okay. Let's go with Teresa, then R. Paul. I think Lyndon had a question as well. I just want to see if Lyndon wants the stack. He's not responding. We'll find out later. So go ahead, Teresa.
Anita, you said something about one of the stations had not reported revenue until fairly recently. Can you tell me which station that was?
Berkeley.
Okay. And you, as of the last meeting, I think when it was brought up, you had not been able to see the cash on hand in the bank account at KPFT. Has that been remedied?
No, it has not.
Can you call that to the attention of the IED that you're still not getting that?
Sure. But I'm sure everyone is aware, but I'm hoping what I really want to do is just do a one-to-one conversation and see if there's something that is preventing. If I remember correctly, she had told me really it was whoever was on the signature cards at that time, which I don't know if that is a bank protocol, that they would alert them that all we're wanting, obviously, is to be able to look. We don't need any of access and to be able to print them. But I will ask the business manager.
Okay. Or maybe the new general manager.
Yes.
If you could tell the general manager that we want it, and it's been a year now or a half a year that we've wanted this and it hasn't happened.
It's probably been a little over 6 months.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could just call that to the appropriate person, unless you want me to do it.
I'll call tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.
I don't get any trouble. I know how to reach you.
All right. Thank you. Because, I mean, I was beginning to wonder whether we needed to maybe see if we could get another bank if they're not going to cooperate with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I could just add something. I think it's not the bank that's not cooperating. It's that we needed to have the bank accounts all have people who have signing privileges on the accounts. And if the person who has signing privileges is not available, then the bank would be remiss in its duty if it just let anybody engage in activity. So they probably just need verification that the new GM is who he says he is, and then he'll be able to create a new signing card, a new signature card. Is that correct, Anita?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot in a meeting like this discuss the fact of who it is that hasn't signed whatever they needed to do. But I'll be. I mean, I would love to get to the bottom of it, and it just doesn't make sense, and it's so difficult. I cannot imagine who the person is that is not cooperating. So Anita is going around and around with this. So thank you. I'll be happy to discuss it out of the public meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Teresa. Paul.
Julie to the stack.
Okay.
Can I have you, Julie?
I have some questions, and okay, where are they? Okay. These aren't necessarily on the July thing, but could you tell me what the story is with the economic injury disaster loan? We were told we'd applied for it, we were going to get it, it was going to be $2 million, and we haven't heard about it in many months.
Paul, I'm just going to interject a bit of information. Right now, Paul, what we're on is the ICFO report, so you can ask about anything. We get to the July thing later.
Okay, whatever. So I've asked a question.
Can I answer?
Yes,
I
please.
I hope so, yeah.
Please.
Okay. Well, my understanding is the CEO is working on it again. In one of these calls, we heard that funds were going to be available again. So I actually got an email on it. I forwarded it to Lydia, and she responded to me. The first time around, I think the problem was that we had another station that had applied for that EIDL grant also, or a grant. But I would really have to defer to her to explain that. Sorry.
Okay, so we certainly don't have it. You'd know if we got $2 million, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And you said somebody was working on it. Who was working on it?
Lydia.
The IED. Okay. All right. I have a couple of other questions here. Okay, now that Pacifica has audits, is Pacifica itself, as opposed to one of the stations, applying for any grants anywhere?
Not that I know of, but those would also go through the executive director, too.
Okay.
CPB, is that the grant that you're...
No, not CPB, other than CPB.
I have not heard of any station that is working on grants right now.
Okay.
They have to go through Lydia or inform us that they're going to do that. We obviously could help them with the financial piece of that, but I've not had, unless she knows of someone. I've not had anyone to ask us about that.
Okay. Another question is, are SCA payments being made? I know that we have the subcarrier, and they're supposed to be it's operating out of more than one station, and there was an issue months ago or a year or more ago that some of the clients, the customers renting the SCA bands weren't even making their payments. And so are those payments being made by the customers at this time, or are they still just not doing it?
I would have, let me look, I'm actually on the National July Financials to see what how we're recording it, which is the revenue.
I think it's income to the national office.
Yes, it is. And that's how I see it, but I'm looking for expenses on it.
Well, it wouldn't be an expense. It would be revenue.
Yes, but we show it each month. I'm assuming we show $111,000 on it.
Okay, so $111,000 a month, and that's cash, not accrual.
Correct.
Okay. And finally, I'd like to ask, there appears to be someone named, I'm told, Mo Thomas being paid by WBAI, and he was hired by John Vernealy, and I'd like to know, is this person being paid by BAI and what for?
Can I answer that?
Well, I'd like the interim CFO to answer that.
Well, he works at several stations. One is KPFK. Are you talking about Mo Thomas?
Yes.
So that's why he's being paid. Excuse me.
Why is WBAI paying him?
Oh, I don't know.
James, may I? I know the answer.
Hold on, please.
I don't have that, James. I didn't realize that BAI was paying him also.
Yeah, Anita, nobody apparently was aware of that. It turns out that he was hired as the East Coast engineer when WBAI was to be shut down, or was shut down, and it was just never changed. That's my understanding. I did hear somebody else trying to speak.
Hello, James.
Oh, hello, Alex.
This is Alex.
If you could just hold on 1 second.
Before you go on, I would like to ask you not to get into those kind of personnel issues on a public call, please.
Well, I don't think who is employed and who is receiving a salary is a personnel issue.
Well, it's not a confidential personnel issue. We're not saying how much somebody's getting paid. We're saying, is this person on BAI's payroll?
Correct.
And why? For what?
James, it's Julie. May I?
Well, I've noted Alex's presence, and Julie, you were next on the stack, but I just want to ask Alex, are you... I think you were trying to raise a point of order, Alex.
Okay, I think the information itself is, I guess, public, but in order to probe that question and to try to resolve the conundrum that's related to it, we really would have to do that in executive session, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see how that would involve the performance of employees, and I appreciate that.
So Alex is saying that Mo Thomas is an employee of WBAI.
I am not saying any such thing.
Okay, then regards BAI and nothing else, we have a question, and I think it's a question that can be answered publicly. Is he in fact being paid by WBAI? Is he on payroll or consultant? And what is he being paid for if he's being paid? That's the question.
Yeah, and I think that's the original question that I was ruling was not out of order. Anita, if you have information on that, I want to ask Anita. The question was directed at her. Let's let her answer if she can, and then we'll go to everyone else.
I can't, but I will find out while we're on this call. If you just give me a moment, I'm sending an email right now. So can we table that?
Sure. We'll pursue that later. And then I think Julie and Beth were seeking the stack. Julie, you want to go ahead?
I was only seeking the stack to answer the question.
I see.
Because it has to do with WPFW, but I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. Beth?
Just yes,
to remind everyone, we're not going to be talking about the specifics of this, but go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I was going to suggest that it might be helpful to know what the job description was and what the job title was, and that shouldn't be construed as personal. That has to do with,
All right, that's public. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, perhaps Anita can, I think that's what Anita will be looking at, is what is, who's paying him and for what?
I will, and I'll let you know as soon as I hear back from my payroll person.
Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome.
Okay, was there anybody else? Where are we in this time-wise, Paul? Were you watching?
Okay, let me scroll back. It's 9:27 now. We started at 9:21. So we're, 18 minutes into this item, which
it's
is
20 minutes. Correct.
Sorry, James. I forgot. I did have a question.
Okay, Julie. And I'm going to ask also, I have a question as well. I don't know if anybody else has. Does anybody else have questions for Anita as part of her ICFO report, general questions, not relating to the July financials? I have one or two myself, so I'm going to ask for an extension of 3 minutes on this item after we get through the 2 minutes that we're coming up on. Is there any objection to that?
Okay, you're making the motion now, right?
Yeah, just to get it so we don't go over.
Ask if there's objection.
I did. I thought I did. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. And let's go to Julie.
Yeah, Anita, on the accounts payable list, the oldest aged payable is to Omni, Orbital Media Networks. And the reason it's not for a terribly large sum of money, but the only reason I ask about it is because the next oldest aged payable has to do with NETA. And so I was just wondering if you know what the Omni aged payable is about, because that doesn't ring a bell for me.
Let me look real quick. I don't recall. Actually, we've discussed that one in particular before.
Yeah, we have. I think it might be a satellite.
Yes, but I don't know much more about that than that, quite frankly.
That's good enough for me for now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I had a couple of quick questions if there's no one else.
Oh, this is Sharon, actually.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I don't see the aged payables. I just was wondering when that was sent.
That was from our last meeting?
Oh, from the last meeting. Okay, thank you. Okay.
No worries.
That was my question.
Okay. I wanted to ask Anita I understand that NETA has assistance. I believe actually you mentioned it in passing here, for stations or for national in writing grants. Is that correct? But as you say, nobody has approached you about that, but that is available, right?
Right. We have been known to do the budget part of the financial, if you will, of the grant, and also mm-hmm. help critique the verbiage on the wording also. Yeah. And then file the financial reports. Usually most grants require a report or an update on a quarterly basis. So we do those also. And then we track it, you know, year to date and then year and over a period of time, depending on the life of the grant, if you will.
As a follow-up, I know that WBAI has been putting out notices seeking pro bono grant writers. We put it in our newsletter. We've announced it on the air. I presume if we were to engage NETA to actually do that, that would be an extra expense. But so the question is, do you actually do grant writing or do you just review them once they're written?
We really do a combination of both, but not really grant writing per se. We have used an individual in town if we have the responsibility of doing the whole grant ourselves, if you will, or with, you know, one of our clients. So what we take is combined. We have a couple of writers, so they write up. When it gets to that point, we send out to this individual because, you know, we're contracting with that individual, and then they kind of wordsmith it, if you will.
And are those the individuals that you have that do that sort of work and follow that sort of thing at NETA? Are they, I know the world of grants is huge, but are they generally aware of what kind of grants might be available for the individual stations and for Pacifica as a whole? In other words, could they help us look, know where to look?
Well, I would say they could make some recommendations, yes.
Okay, great. And now one final question. And that is, you mentioned the two stations with SCA rentals or renters, tenants, I guess. Are they WBAI and KPFK?
Yes.
I thought so. Thank you. Okay, that's all I have. Is there anybody else who has any other question for Anita? Well, we're now at the time that we allotted for this item. So, Anita, if you're ready, we could go to the review of the July financials. I know you were.
Be happy to.
Okay.
Be happy.
Thank you.
If you are following with me, I'm really looking at the for the 10-month period ending July 31st, 2021, the consolidated report. Through the year to date through July 31st, 2021 is $581,000 in the black, versus $584,000 negative net income year to date as of last year. So that's quite an improvement, but keep in mind that that, shows the overall increase in income of $1.2 million, from the recognition of the first PPP loan. The second loan was forgiven in August of 2021. It will be reflected in the August financials. If I may, I'd like to go, if you can follow with me, if you're looking at KPFA, because that is really what I feel the reason that we're showing you today in the black, if you will. And I'm there if you're with me. I'll point out listener support for KPFA exceeded from prior year by $959,000. So, quite frankly, that is huge. The year-to-date, if you look at total revenue, they were over by $634,000 in revenue over prior year. Keep in mind, $488,000 of that line 17 was from the recognition of revenue of the PPP, the first grant, if you will. But again, the revenue is spectacular. Again, if we come a little bit further down in expenses, they're a little over about 92,000 expenses, and it all seems to be in personnel costs and benefits, if you will.